Blog Talk Radio.
evening, good evening, and good evening to each and every one of you that has tuned in on tonight for our Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Ministry. We are so happy to have an audience that is willing to listen to what the woman of God has to say on tonight. I'm so excited about what God is doing with this ministry, how God has even allowed people to come on the ministry line and view, whether it's Facebook Live or Blog Talk. And he has even put in their hearts to challenge us, that we may be challenged so that we can prepare ourselves to hide his word deep in our hearts, so that when the time comes, we will not only perform it, but we have to live by it to be ready to perform his word. I thank God for that. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm so excited about what God is doing and what he's going to do and how he's going to bring forth his word on tonight through our very own minister, Margot McCord. So I'm going to ask you all to get your Bibles. Get your paper, get your pencils, get your pad, iPad, your laptop, whatever it is you use. Be ready to take down these scriptures. Be ready to write down these key paragraphs and notes that this woman of God is going to give us, because what she shared with us months ago, she said she loves words. She said she loves words, knowing that we're coming from the word of God, which is the book of God, which is the Holy Bible, and it is filled with the word that comes directly from God's mouth that he used his vessels to write down for us to have in this day and time. So what I'm going to do is just talk to you a few more minutes, and then I am going to go into prayer, and then we're going to hear from the woman of God, and we're just going to let God have his way, because I just got a feeling that somebody need a little time to get their Bibles, queue up their keypad or their laptop, iPads, whatever it is that they're using. And we just want to tell you all, get ready. Get ready, get ready, because God is going to enlighten you on this evening. Just know that what you're hearing tonight is not by happenstance, it's not by mistake. You were appointed to be online tonight to hear what the woman of God is going to pour into your spirit, because God has poured into her. And once God poured into her, she's going to empty it out so that we can celebrate the one and only God we serve. So with that being said, you all come on and touch and agree with me to just release this prayer. First, we're going to pray for the woman of God, and we're going to let God use her in a mighty way on tonight. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, with an open heart, God, an open mind, and open arms. God, we're willing to accept everything that you allow. God, we're willing to come to you on tonight saying, forgive us for every sin, God, whether we thought about it, whether we spoke it, whether our bodies or our hands or our face or anything we have, we use in gestures that implicate or intimate us with doing a sinful thing. God, we don't want to be an embarrassment to the body of Christ. God, we don't want to be an embarrassment to ourselves, and we don't want to be embarrassment to you, oh God. We don't want to be labeled as they said they were a Christian. God, we want to live a Christian lifestyle. God, we want to live sanctified and holy unto you, before you, and we want to show that we are about our Father's business. God, we just want to let people, when they see us, they know that God is working. God has worked, and see the work that God has done. God, but we just know that you are God. There's no other God like you, God. We place our families before you. We place our mindset. We place our ability. God, we place our desires. God, we place everything that's in us and everything we're about, God. We place it before you, God. We give you everything that we have, oh God, and we ask you to use it for your glory. Everything we don't have, oh God, we're asking you to give it to us. Make us over, God. God, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us, God. Change our mindset, oh Lord. Change the way we receive things, that so that we can deliver it in a way that you would have us delivered, oh God. God, teach us how to love our families to the place that you have taught us how to pray and love them, oh God. God, we just ask you to just have us be before you in every aspect of life, God, to keep us laid out before you, whether we're walking, standing, sleeping, resting, or doing whatever you have us to do at that time. But God, let us keep you first and foremost. God, we ask you to cover this world, God. We ask you to cover our president, cover our aldermen, every politician, every leader in our neighborhood, God, whether they are political or just neighborhood leaders, God. God, we just ask you to cover us right now. Change our hearts, God. Change the evidence that we show that we have been in our family. Change us, oh God. God, let the blood of your son cover us, oh God. Cleanse us with his blood, oh God. God, I asked the woman of God on today when she asked me to pray, what does she want me to pray about? Was this something specific? God, I just want you to use her and use me on tonight to prepare the people for what she's going to talk about. God, she said she wanted to talk about bloodline curses. So, God, we just ask you right now to put us in a place that if we are operating in, walking in, or living in a place of a bloodline curse, God, that we can be freed up on tonight because of what you're going to release. Release it in the atmosphere, God, that we may dwell in it. We may receive it. We may let it saturate our spirit, God, because we want to live in the cleansing blood of your son, Jesus Christ. God, we want to walk in that place that you have caused for us to walk in. We want to walk in that place, oh Lord, that you have allowed us to be, said that you would clean us, that we can go in and come out white as snow, that we can go in, we can get under your blood, God, and come out saved and sanctified and cleansed. God, we want to just ask you on tonight, God, to do what only you can do, God. God, we don't want this to be a prayer like any other prayer. We want this to be a personal prayer. We want this to be a prayer that we can all touch and agree and say, God, have your word, let your way and your word fall on me in the places I needed to fall on, God. Don't let me be scared to hear it, but let me be revived and revealed, and let me be open to receive it, God. God, just have your way on tonight. Have your way on tonight. Have your way on tonight, because I know this woman of God is going to release, release, release. We're just putting everything and everybody we know under Holy Ghost arrest on tonight to be under this powerful word that's going to come out of the mouth of Minister Margot. God, we put in this world, our neighborhood and our cities, counties, and states under this word that's going to come out tonight, God. Break every bloodline curse, God. Break every curse that we are working under, operating under, born under, or somebody's trying to cast over, God, because your word is yea and amen, and we believe your word will break it. Break it and break it. Break it and break it and break it and break it. In Jesus' name, we speak these things as though they were. And these things we speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Minister Margot, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Minister Renee. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's in your hands. It's in your hands. Have your way.
All right. Pray with me, saints. I'd like to start with a short selection. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Surrender, make me Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me. May I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender all. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. I love you. I thank you. On last month, when I had the privilege to share with the saints, I related a story about an experience from my childhood and how reliving those memories helped me search deeper into the character and depth of our Heavenly Father. I learned more about His attributes and qualities, His power and authority. During this past week, as I attempted to prepare in advance for this evening, the enemy brought division and discord into my home. But even though the enemy meant for this conflict to work against me, the Lord brought me to a deep truth about myself. My loving Heavenly Father, who through His intentional plan, He can turn everything we experience into a benefit. He turned an ugly, harsh quarrel into a transformative event in my life. First, I'd like to say a short prayer before I go any farther. Lord God, Lord God, our sovereign King, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your children and speak on your behalf. I believe with all my heart, you predestined me to be here at this point in time. Thank you for trusting me to step aside and allow you to speak through me. I declare in your hearing that what I say tonight will help someone to strive the more to release every situation and circumstance into your hands. Your word tells us all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen and amen. One of the great benefits of the pandemic is that it has allowed many of God's ministers and prophets to be heard on so many platforms. Due to technology, I listen to more word than I ever had before the pandemic, before it interrupted what was considered our normal lives. Typically on Sundays, I do my own church, Faith Temple Kojic in Evanston, Illinois, at 11 a.m. However, I begin my Sunday with Pastor John Hanna at 7:30 a.m. And 9:30 a.m., I listen to Iron Sharpening Iron, a branch of this ministry, hosted by Apostle Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. During the week, I listen to Dr. Tony Evans' broadcast, and I read his Hope Words devotionals. Shout out to Dallas, Texas. Hey, Tony. Additionally, each weekday morning, I listen to a Bible message on my Bible app. It's a brief message as ministers from across the country and around the world share their insights on the verse of the day. I'm guessing some of you are thinking, well, with all that word, devotional reading, and prayer, why are you dealing with confusion in your home? The word must not be sticking, or something must be wrong somewhere. And you are right. Something has been wrong. The word has been sound. I feel I have benefited and grown spiritually. The problem was the issue I'm struggling with is deep-seated, far beneath the layers that most of us dare to look. An issue that dwells within my being, close to the core of who I am. And God, through the Holy Spirit, had to peel back the layers and help me to see why I'm struggling and failing in this area. My loving Father helped me to see that a tender, broken place, that place has never healed, that has remained damaged and raw, and age and time has not healed it. It scabs over, and then the right set of circumstances present, and the wound is fresh again. It's bleeding and sore and open. Well, beloved, unlike some of you, my walk with the Lord is not perfect. Our gracious and loving Father is still working on me. And even though I am his workmanship, and although I am fearfully and wonderfully made, God is not finished with me. I thank and praise him for loving me so much that he continues to take time with me, and he attends to me and all my wounds. And I know that if we read in the Psalm 138 and 8, the word will perfect that which concerns me. It will perfect. That's an ongoing thing. And I am certain that includes any concerns that God has about me. Thursday evening, again, I decided I was going to speak up. That is, speak loudly. That is, holler, shout, and make everything but a joyful noise about an ongoing financial situation in which my husband and I find ourselves. There's something about money issues. There's something about talking about money, and sometimes we lose focus and perspective. Those types of discussions are my trigger. And after all was said and done, I again felt ashamed and defeated. I felt as if the enemy was sitting over in the corner laughing at me. He told me, there you are, right back where you were several weeks ago. How are you going to minister to anyone? You are a failure. Call your cousin. Tell her you're bowing out. Give it up. Stop fooling yourself. And at that moment, my phone set to notify me when Pastor Hannah is on Facebook. It sounded. And I decided, I would watch. That anointed man of God shared with believers intimate details of his life. If you're interested, this message aired on October 15th, and his topic was, I'm stuck. Pastor Hannah spoke about his circumstances growing up, bloodline curses, and family legacies. He detailed the tragic legacy he had inherited from his biological father, who was a drug dealer and a murderer. Pastor Hannah said he told us that he prayed and God removed the genetic traits that had been transmitted from his father, traits of alcohol addiction and violence. He went on and he also discussed the negative customs and established patterns of behavior of smoking, marijuana, and drinking that his stepfather passed on to him at a very young age. These destructive practices were also, they were broken off of his life by prayer and surrender to God. His testimony touched my very soul. His experience helped me make a personal connection with my own life experience. The Holy Spirit quickened something within me, and he allowed me to make a divine connection at a spiritual level. Let me try to explain. Many of you know I grew up in a family that loved and served the Lord. This legacy of salvation came down to us through my parental grandmother, Molly Brown Seabury, through the cultural traditions of sanctification, holiness, prayer, and faith in God. Our family has grown. We have endured and we've triumphed in the face of many adversities. The Holy Spirit had me to take a closer look at the people and the issues that have shaped and influenced my development. The Holy Spirit led me to look closely at my mental, emotional, and spiritual journey. He began to reveal genetic traits that I had inherited through my lineage. Our family history is often one of the strongest risk factors. That's one of the strongest factors for common disorders. These disorders can impact our health and our behavior. And every person inherits a complete set of genes from each parent. So on my father's side, to begin with, we have experienced shortened lifespans. The majority of my father's sisters, with the exception of one, did not reach 60 years of age. My father and all of his brothers, save one, lived only till their early 60s. There were also tendencies toward alcohol abuse and physical and emotional trauma associated with that addiction. I also thought about the adverse genetic traits I inherited from my mother, a predisposition for diabetes, food addictions, extreme emotional disorders, explosive anger, and verbal abuse. As I thought about all these factors, I began to cry out to God and ask him for the strength and the personal clarity to face the fact that I have rehearsed over and over and over again the emotional trauma I witnessed as a child. I had accepted that expressing my disappointment, my fear, my uncertainty as anger was a normal way to communicate.
God let me see I needed to make an authentic connection with my personal history and realize I do not have to accept being an emotional cripple. God let me know that He can not only forgive, but He can heal. He can totally restore me and destroy strongholds. These strongholds caused by bloodline curses or evil spirits. God has the power and the ability to remove any trait or character flaw or any failing. God listened as I cried out from the depths of my soul, and I resolved within my spirit through God's strength that the spirit of violent verbal confrontation inherited from my mother and grandmother would no longer reign in my life. After talking with my husband and retelling him about the talk I had with God and the revelations of the Holy Spirit, I promised him that I no longer want to be that person that lashes out when I feel helpless. I explained that I am determined to make God proud each day, all day. I told him my very soul was at stake. And as we talked, I felt something lift off of me, a weight lifted. I finally put that thing on the altar, and I felt free and real release. I mean, release. I faced the fact that only God can do the hard work that I require. Only He can break generational curses in whatever form they manifest. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, my tongue will not have control over my life. I am committed to allowing God to have total control over my tongue and my emotions. Father, right now I come in the name of Jesus to plead His blood over my life and the lives of every listener. I plead the blood of Jesus on the portals of our minds, our bodies, which are the temples of the Holy Spirit, our emotions, and most importantly, the blood covers our will. That's something God gave us, free will, but that must be covered by the blood of Jesus. I believe we are protected and transformed by the blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, thank you. Thank you that the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from sin, has destroyed generational and bloodline curses. The blood of the Lamb has sealed the new covenant of which we are partakers. We are part of that covenant because of what Jesus did. So take a moment and pray with me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are your children. We ask you collectively to break any bloodline curse or adverse family legacy off of the life and the family of every person that hears the sound of my voice. We believe your word, and we believe Jesus sits at your right hand making intercessions for us. And we lay hold to abundant life. We do not accept any attack or strategy that has been devised by Satan to affect the lives of our loved ones. We declare our families will live, and they will live holy and consecrated, full, complete lives. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every curse in any form, be it cultural, genetic, emotional, or spiritual. We believe God, His word, and His promise We ask for even more days than promised in Psalm 90 and verse 10. We declare strength. We declare clarity and abundant life for us and for everyone that we love. Amen and amen. And I'd like to take a minute to encourage you to do your part in the work. Each of you need to ask God to help you to look closely and non-judgmentally at your family legacies. There may be experiences you have never examined in light of how they have affected you. Maybe there's something you need to unpack and place on the altar before God. Pray. Ask God to reveal it to you. There's absolutely nothing you cannot talk about with our loving Father. He desires to heal you, to make you completely whole. So remember, as in Hebrews 4:16, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace. That is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we have received mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in the time of need, that we will find an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Just at the right moment. Thank you, God. Selah. Selah. Back into your hands, Minister Renee. Praise God.
Thank you, Mr. Margo, for pointing to us on tonight. I hope everybody received that message. I know I did, because a lot of times we have to look at ourselves for what's causing us to have the issues that we have. We have to look at ourselves and be honest with ourselves and be honest to God. When we take it to God, we have to look at ourselves. Minister Margo, I thank you so much for letting us see your inside, your inner man, that allowed us to look at our inner man. Because with that being said on tonight, it has given me a lot to take in. It's something that I need to take before God. I thank you for that. At this time, the lines are open for anyone that needs to speak up and want to speak into the woman of God life on tonight. Be mindful that we have other people that would like to speak. Once you unmute your phones and speak, once you have your say so, please mute your phone again so that someone else can speak uninterrupted. So at this time, go ahead if you have anything you want to speak into the woman of God's life. The lines are open.
Good evening, Minister Margo. Good evening, Minister Sylvia. This is Carmita. Once again, Margo, once again, you have reached into the souls of everybody that's watching. And some of the things that you discussed, I've gone through too, and I'm quite sure others on this line have. None of us in us, our walk is not perfect. And 1 Corinthians tells us there's no temptation, though, taking hold of you, but such as is common to man. But God is always faithful. And we have to let his power work through us, because these familial strongholds that you have cannot withstand the power of God. But see, the thing is, some of us don't stop long enough to even make that discernment so that we can stop this pathological cycle from progressing over from generation to generation. But once you have chosen God, this discernment comes. And once he has chosen you, because he has truly chosen you, because a lot of people, like I said, don't even notice these things going on around them that's affecting their spirit. So once again, this has been beautiful, very touching, and it's an eye-opener again.
Thank you, Carmita. I appreciate your words. I just thank God that if it helps only one, then God is pleased. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If there anyone else would like to speak at this time, please unmute your phone and speak. And once spoken, mute them back, please.
Well, this is Tony. Oh, go ahead. I'll wait.
No, you go ahead, Tony. I'll wait. It's Cynthia.
Okay. Just first thanking God for you, Minister Sylvia, Margo, Miss Mary, and the word that you brought tonight was a word of healing. I thank you for being transparent. God has given you a unique ministry. Everybody can't do what you do. Everybody doesn't have the courage or the actual confidence to step up and let God lay your life out. And then be courageous enough to show us how your walk is so uniquely close to Him. Thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for your vulnerability and being able to share that with others, with me. It does bring it brings you a minute of, well, not a minute, but several minutes of reflection to say, God, clean my heart. Because he said that we don't know what's in our heart, because what's in our heart is desperately wicked. And that we asked him to clean it up so that we will be able to be free to serve him. And so I thank you for giving us a hard brush today, one that will help us clean out those places in our lives that we don't want to even experience because of the hurt, and to give that to God that he can then strengthen us enough to stand in
Amen.
This last and evil day. Thank you. Love you.
Amen. Love you too. Thank you, missionary. Micah, praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time?
Good evening, everyone. This is Cynthia, Reverend Seabury. Thank you so much for just for your walk, Marco, and your ability to verbalize those thoughts and feelings that other people may have, but don't exactly know how to speak or put it into words, those steps that are necessary for us to be able to move to the next level of working out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord.
Yeah.
And as you said, we have to do our part. We have to do the work. We have to pull that bandage off and to reveal it to the Son so that it can be healed. And I just thank God for you. I ask him to restore and rejuvenate and to reaffirm himself in your life, and that your growth in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will permeate from you into each of our lives that are here and present. And I thank God for you. I thank you for this ministry, Sylvia, and ask that the Lord would just let his light shine in us that we might be lights in a dark and dying world.
And Amen.
May we all be blessed. And thank you again.
Thank you, Reverend Cynthia. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you so much, because God is looking at us individually, and we have to be willing to look at ourselves in light of his word. So thank you. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Cynthia. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time?
This is Sister Carmen. I just like to say that, you know, what the devil means for evil, our God always turns it around for his glory. And that situation is for the making of your husband. When we become vulnerable to God, to allow God to mold us and make us and shape us into what he would have us to be in the midst of our family, they don't want to see the perfection. They want to see and feel when God is changing us, washing us, cleansing us, when those things that are in us that we can speak it and bring it to the forefront, because it lets them know that if my wife can come before the throne of God and let the Lord know that she wants to be delivered from something, how in the world can I not do the same? How in the world can I not allow God to do the same for me? And see, the devil don't realize that when God steps in a situation, it changes everybody who is exposed to that situation. So you look to God to begin to do the impossible in your husband, to bring him exactly where he wants him to be, because of your transparency. Because you want God to just take you to those higher heights and those deeper depths in him. And when we allow that and not make it seem like we're so perfect and we're so holy and righteous and there's never been nothing about us that was not pleasing to God, people are drawn to that because they say and they think, wow, that person has been through something. That person is dealing with something. God has delivered them from something.
It's not always
about I'm so holy and I'm so righteous. It's about what am I allowing God to clean up in my, what generational curse is being broken off of me that can also be broken off of you, whether it's from A to Z, because we don't know all the generational curses that people are dealing with.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Carmen.
We don't know. We don't know. But when we become transparent and allow them to see that we love the Lord, we want to be just like him.
Yes.
We want him to say, well done. When we accept him as Lord and Savior, we know our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but there's still things. There are still things that the enemy come in. But the Lord God Almighty, if we allow him to lift up that standard, if we allow him to show others that God is able to do the impossible because he did it in me.
Yeah.
And he is no respecter of persons.
Thank God.
So I just thank God for your ministry. I thank God for your ministry and your transparency. And I thank God for what he is getting ready to do in your household.
Praise God.
Your household.
I receive it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the woman of God's life on tonight?
Yes. Margot. This is Karen.
And Sister Karen, so Aurora, praise God, woman of God.
I believe you said it all when you started out with your song, I Surrender All. And that's basically what you have said to each of us tonight. But you've also said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
So our walk with him, as we surrender, he's going to continue making everything all right. No matter
Amen.
What we think we're stuck in or stuck on, in your words, you are making God proud of you. And we love you and just thank you for continuing to pour into us and to be obedient to what God is doing in your life. I love you, sister.
Great. I love you, Karen. Thank God for you. Thank you for your prayers and your encouragement. God loves us all. And
yes.
I love you. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the woman of God's life for tonight?
I'm on Catherine Seabury. I would like to say I thank God for Margot. I enjoyed the message that she brought to me. It touched my heart, seeing how God is working in her life. She always call and check on me, make sure that I'm okay. I love her dearly. God is able. I live by the, this is my life. I'm 91 years old. I thank God for blessing me to still be here, to
yeah.
know that I'm here. And I just love my little nieces dearly. I've known them all of their little lives. And I thank God for what he's doing in my little life. Keep God in your life, Margot. I love you very much.
Love you too, Aunt Catherine. That's my Aunt Catherine, 91 years old. Woo! Praise God.
Love you, Aunt Catherine.
So good to hear our Catherine.
Love you so much.
Love you, Catherine. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to see the life of Minister Margot on tonight, so please encourage her.
Well, I just had one other point that as I was listening to Margot when she said that God was peeling back the layers, like peeling an onion, peeling back the layers. But and this sermon tonight was just one layer. But in order so that you will be what he created you to be, he's going to have to peel back these layers. And you have to, sometimes you have to say it out loud. But as you come to know him, our minds are renewed in accordance to that knowledge of him. So the more you dive into the word, the more these layers will be peeled off, and the deeper the understanding goes, and you will be truly what God is creating. He's molding you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, the word. I got to get more into the word. I wish I had applied myself more when I was younger so I could have, you know, memorized more of the word. But I still read it, listen to it, and listen to it. It's there for us all. It's there to keep us,
Amen.
Affect us, and to help us understand. Make our way home. So that well done. Well done. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Anyone else speaking to Minister Margot's life on tonight? Oh, Okay, we don't have any more comments. I would like to say thank you to each and every one of you all for joining us on tonight. Again, this is Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, where our overseer is Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, and I would like to say thank you all. Please keep supporting this ministry. We're here on Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We're also here on Friday night, which is Facebook Live, as well as Blog Talk with our very own Prophet Antoine Thomas and myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We're here from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that being said, we want you all to know that we love you all with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. We also support missionary Linda Handy with her Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. She has a phone number, it's a prayer line, 605-313-4818. Number is 605-313-4818. The passcode is 647-147. Passcode 647-147. We also support Pastor Terry Thomas, which is on Facebook Live on Sundays at 2:30. You can go to his page, Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. We also have Dr. Serena Wright, which you can support. She has a book out that's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. She's at givetoafrica@yahoo.com. That's give, G-I-V-E, the number 2, Africa, A-F-R-I-C-I-A, at yahoo.com. You can also reach her on Facebook under Dr. Serena Wright. We also support Evangelist Lasagna Michelle Allen with her ministry and teaching every Thursday night, and she's also on Facebook at 6:30 a.m. You can reach her on Facebook Live. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. That's what this ministry is built on and we live by. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And when you think of the part of added unto you, just like on tonight with the transparency of Minister Margot, God will add deliverance and everything else that you need unto you. Just stay focused, stay encouraged, and keep God first. Minister Margot, is there anything you would like to say as we're closing out?
No, I'd just like to thank everyone that took the time to listen. I appreciate your support. Ask for your prayers as we pray for each other and lift each other up as we go through this tumultuous time. We encourage you, if you haven't already, to vote. You must vote if you can.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Praise God for you. I pray God for you.
And what we pray for is just say, God, we ask you to cover every listener on tonight, God. Go into their homes on tonight, God. Send your angels to minister to them. God, we just ask you to let everyone not just get sleep, but get a peaceful rest on tonight with your word dwelling in their hearts and in their ears, God. Get into their ear gates that they may not hear nothing but you telling them the instructions that they need to go about their daily lives and how to stay before you. And God, we ask you on tonight to bless our Aunt Catherine, God. She's lived to see 91 years. God, cover her and keep her. And just keep her strong and strength. God, just keep her. Keep our auntie, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen and amen.
Thank
good night,
you,
everyone.
Amen.
Good
night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Margo.
Good night.